escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on back to Dana and Parks. We are so glad to have you on board with us for this hour. Had a little bit of breaking news. Late yesterday, I started to hear about this story. And we wanted to line up some folks to talk about, to help frame the conversation with what we are starting to see in Kansas City and certainly beyond. So let me read the story for you, and then we will get to our guest. This is from the Kansas City Star. You can read it there, or you will see this on all of the news stations tonight. Research Medical Center in Kansas City will end its obstetrics program and close its neonatal intensive care unit this fall, hospital leadership announced in a statement this week. The hospital will no longer provide labor and delivery or neonatal intensive care starting September 8th. A spokesperson for the hospital says the change comes after seeing an 80% decrease in the community's use of labor, delivery, and neonatal care. This is quoting from their statement. Research Med regularly reviews the evolving needs of our community and adjusts services accordingly to ensure we are providing high-quality, compassionate patient care where it is needed most. The hospital said because of that 80% drop, it plans to reinvest in other departments where they need it, including emergency, trauma, cardiology, neuroscience, and burn and transplant care. They are working with physicians and other healthcare centers to make sure this is a smooth transition. This headline has been happening for several years in communities all across America. And for more, we go to our doctor. We always reach out and say, please help us understand these things. Dr. Tara Chettiar, and she is an OBGYN at the University of Kansas Health System, who can explain in wider context what this means for patients and their families here in Kansas City. Dr. Chettiar, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this comes on the heels of Providence Medical Center in KCK stopping their maternity ward back in 2024. And I don't think most people would say Kansas City is probably not a desert when it comes to care, but this is important. Why?
You know, you're right. Once we're in the metro, we don't describe this as a maternity care desert, but it comes also on the heels of the institution I used to practice at, St. Luke's South, has also closed their labor and delivery. And we're not seeing these closures in isolation. We're seeing it as a sign of, if this has happened in the KC metro, where we've got a much larger population, we need to be looking at what's happening around our state. We need to be looking at what's happening out west from here, because we're seeing it happen there too. And it's not an option for those patients to go down the street. And honestly, it's not really a great option for a lot of the patients, even within the metro. If you have quick labors, if you've got high-risk situations. If you have access issues with transportation, having a labor and delivery that's close enough for you to get to is life-saving.
Could you also talk about where we're seeing in basically west of here, and certainly southwest of here, doctor, those communities, there are some communities that just don't have any place to go for labor and delivery. And so that taxes the system here because the nearest population center for some of those communities is Kansas City.
Absolutely. So the farther west you get, the farther away from labor and delivery services you get. 13% of zip codes in Kansas are more than 30 miles away. And 46% are farther than 15 miles to the nearest facility offering delivery service. You know, that travel time, especially in rural communities, means that folks get to hospitals and often get to hospitals like, say, Research or St. Joseph's in KCMO, you know, that they don't realize maybe doesn't have a labor and delivery. And then those patients end up getting put in an ambulance or life-flighted or any sort of very expensive and challenging and sometimes dangerous ways for them to get to the closest place, which is often our big hospitals within the metro. And then, you know, you see that trickle down into patients here on the metro coming in to their home hospital and there's no beds left. They're laboring in the hallways. It can get really, really ugly really fast.
So, doctor, you were at St. Luke's South. Now that you're at the University of Kansas Health System, I'm not asking you to get in the weeds of another hospital system's numbers, but it has been widely reported that they are saying that their services, the need for those maternity services, dropped 80%. Sam and I were talking about this out in the newsroom. Births are down. Women are waiting longer to have babies. We are having fewer babies than we did, you know, in the 1900s. But I don't know, to what do you owe, if you just had to take a stab at this, an 80% drop? So we asked in the newsroom, where are those women going if they were no longer going to Research or no longer going to Providence or no longer going to St. Luke's South? Why that dramatic percentage drop?
You know, I appreciate it. I can't speak to their numbers. That sounds
high.
High to me. Because at the University of Kansas, our numbers go up like year to year. Our numbers just keep going up. So I suppose that one potential thing you could talk about is, are people seeking out other places? In which case, you know, that wouldn't be as much of an issue. But I sure find that hard to really wrap my head around, considering that our labor and delivery director emails us, it feels like, about every other month saying, yay, another record-breaking month at KU.
Can you, doctor, talk about
our brows and get back to it? Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about cost? I mean, is part of the issue cost, and I mean around the country, not just with Research or Providence or St. Luke's South, it's so expensive to run the maternity wards and certainly the NICUs.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, money talks. We are in a for-profit health system, and that is definitely going to be an issue, right? It's going to be what keeps these hospitals open, is having cash flow. And when we look at coverage for prenatal care and labor and delivery and NICU, we're looking at a high percentage of Medicaid coverage. About 30% of births in Kansas are Medicaid covered,
and there it is.
You know, as we look at different, as we look at different counties, that gets even higher than that. And the other thing that we look at is, how do we reimburse for this? So Medicaid gets values set based on Medicare.
Okay.
And the value for reimbursement for Medicare has not gone up. And so if we adjust for inflation, Medicare physician payments have gone down 33% from 2001 to 2025. And you can't keep your doors open at that. You can't pay your staff. You can't keep the lights on if it costs more to take care of the patient than you are bringing in exchange for the service.
One of the things I try to impress upon our listeners as often as I can, doctor, because it's so hard for people to believe, so I say it again and again and again, pregnancy-related deaths in the United States have more than doubled in 30 years. We are among the worst of the worst of developed countries when it comes to maternal death rates. It's if you look up the numbers, I don't have them right in front of me. We are in really bad company. Countries that it would blow your mind if you looked it up. Why? Why is that?
Absolutely. That's the great question. So we have formed maternal mortality review committees in most of the states in the nation to go through and try and figure that out. And what we're seeing is that most of those deaths are happening after what we really kind of traditionally think of as the postpartum period.
Okay.
So, you know, you think you had your baby, you go back for that 6-week check, everything is okay. When we talk about like that high rate of maternal deaths, most of them are actually after that. So
once you're home, once you're home with the baby.
Yep. Once you're home and, you know, you don't necessarily want to drive 2 hours back to another appointment. Maybe you ignore signs that are worrisome because it is a huge burden to get there. Maybe it's a huge cost burden to go back in. The other thing we're seeing a big factor of is mental health, actually. It's at about 22% of these maternal deaths list mental health as a contributing or the contributing cause. And we know that this is, you know, when we look at the map of Kansas and where mental health providers are, that gets even slimmer than labor and delivery services.
So what is the answer? I mean, we're not going to fix this in a short segment on the air here, but, you know, we want to educate the population. Like, what is the answer? We can't stop the closure of this labor and delivery system, but it's another one in a long list of headlines like this.
You know, I think that's a much bigger question than my MD had. You know, I'm not a policy expert. I'm not an insurance expert. But one thing I think we can all do is we need to keep raising our voices, right?
Yep.
If you are in that area and you're like, man, I had babies at research. They saved my life. They took care of me. And now they're closing down and they're saying that this is a cost issue. Then you got to let the people know around you that that's an issue. You've got to post about it. You've got to call people about it. And you've got to keep you guys are doing a huge chunk of the work in the news because you're the ones that are saying this is a story and these women's lives deserve to be put in the spotlight here because we shouldn't be losing our moms and our sisters like this. It shouldn't be happening. And if we're silent about it, then we are complicit with it.
What bothers me about it too, Dr. Chettiar, is that it keeps getting worse every year. And I think there's this notion in the general population, maybe, where people think, well, my grandma just had the baby on the floor and put the baby in a drawer and there wasn't even a doctor in Onega, Kansas. That's a true story with my grandma. And, you know, women have been having babies for hundreds of years. We don't need all this stuff. But yet women are dying more now than they were then.
Absolutely. My family's all from Western Nebraska. So I hear that deeply in my soul. That's the Helen Joe had my mom when she was 46 years old and there wasn't a problem with it. Right. So, no, this is a common issue. One thing is, of course, we are, as a nation, getting less healthy. Mm-hmm. And then you also mentioned it, you know, we're having babies a little bit older. It turns out that our bodies don't do at 30 what they did at 15. And honestly, that's a change in biology. So we see these issues. We also see that as we have been able to create a space where it's also not normal to die in childbirth. Like we look at those, how many of those women died out on the farm and we have no idea.
Right.
Right. These were not vital statistics that they went through and said how many women died of childbirth. For thousands of years, childbirth was the number one thing that killed women. And we fixed that. And we shouldn't be going back the other direction just because we have this idea that it worked great for somebody once upon a time.
Very, very well put. Dr. Tara Chettiar, I know how busy you are. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Be well. 913-586-7798. If you would like to weigh in, this is Research Medical Center shuttering its labor and delivery program on the heels of Providence in KCK and on the heels of St. Luke South, which also shuttered its department there. 913-586-7798. What is going on? We will take your calls on that straight ahead. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So I've been wanting to bring this up as a topic for several days. And then Sam put a story in the stack that is going to tee this up very nicely. And you don't even know it, Sam.
Look at me go.
You just know what I need before I need it.
It's just so good.
It's the not mailbox. And I want you to help explain the not mailbox. It's a story out of Boston, but it could easily be done here. And that's what I want to talk to you about, because a friend of mine, in looking for connection, like more true, put down your phone connection with human beings, right? Has started something similar after a group in Austin did a really, really cool thing to get groups of people together that otherwise, Sam, you might not ever meet. Okay. Yeah. So the not mailbox is basically...
It looks like a mailbox.
Right.
Feels like a mailbox. It is posted on the outside of a building, just like a mailbox, but it is not intended to receive mail.
So how do you know what it is? Does it say on there, not mailbox?
It has a list of things that it accepts on the outside of the box.
So let me read the story, and then I want you to give me some examples of what people have put in there. A woman is giving her neighbors in Boston a chance to connect with others through a not mailbox outside of her home. Jean Powers says she got the idea during the pandemic as a way to just kind of connect with strangers. She started inviting people to drop a note on anything in her box on Adamson Street in Brighton. People are asked to share their thoughts, their opinions, poetry, secrets, and lies. Some of the responses have been silly, but others have been very poignant. I think would be the word, Sam.
What you just listed off is what is printed on the outside of that box. It just says thoughts, and then underneath thoughts, it says opinions, and so on down the line, poetry, secrets, lies.
So apparently there's a group, and it started in Austin. I'm trying to find it. And one of the organizers of this group in Austin said, you know what I'm going to do? I miss human connection, so I'm going to go take a walk in the park. And they named the park in Austin, Sam. They said, we're going to go to this park at noon on Saturday.
Yeah.
And just connect with your fellow human beings.
Just going to talk to random people.
Yes.
I love it.
Young, old, yeah. Black, white, doesn't matter. Bring your dog, bring your kid, like whatever. And so an amazing thing happened. Like I think in Austin they started out, let's say with two or three people showed up, which could be kind of awkward if there's only two or three. The thing then exploded.
Good.
And is now this full on outdoor must do experience that has lifted everybody's spirits. And at the very least, you're going to get exercise.
I have argued multiple times recently that people do not know how to communicate anymore. And I wonder if it is because of COVID. A couple of weekends ago.
But we had cell phones before COVID.
I don't know what the real drive is, but a couple of weekends ago, I went to four different garage sales, you know, searching for things to fill up the house.
Okay.
Three of the garage sales, I walked in, and, you know, I'm somewhere between introvert and extrovert. I'm very happy talking to people. I can talk to a brick wall. I can start up a conversation with a person next to me on the plane, the whole nine. But for whatever reason, I feel uncomfortable about it, so I have to force myself to do those things. So I walk into these people's garages, and I'm like, hey, how's your day going? Three out of four just stared at me deadpan.
Like, didn't know how to answer, how's your day going?
Like, you put a sign on the corner of the street instructing people to come to your home to buy junk out of your garage, and then you propped yourself in said garage. I walk in and very nicely, with a smile on my face, say, hey, how's your day going? And you just deadpan stare at me.
Have we lost the art of just human conversation?
I didn't buy anything. I was like, well, they don't want me here.
No,
I guess I'm going to go.
But you weren't saying, like, I need a kidney. Can you help me?
No,
you were just like, how's your day going?
Hey, how you doing? Not even a response. Not even words.
So this group in Austin, we're going to look this up and we'll give you more information when we get back. It's a weekly gathering. Strangers show up every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. to walk 5 miles and, quote, have the conversations we've been craving. No work talk, no weather talk.
It's just benign.
Soul talk, mm-hmm. Real talk.
Let's do it.
Would you do it? I think I kind of would do it. I'm not going to do it when it's 100 degrees. I don't want to talk to anybody when it's 100 degrees out. You get me to the 80s, I'll soul talk with all of you all day long.
Well, you can excuse your way out of any conversation all day long if you want.
913-586-7798. I like the not mailbox, but I like the idea of meeting up once a week and just connecting. Would you do it? 913-586-7798. We're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So we're talking about this post in Austin that sort of went viral because a woman said, just meet me at 8 a.m. at this park on Saturday, and let's just walk with strangers, put down our cell phones, and have real human connection. And it took off. Like, now all these people are doing this every Saturday. If you look this up, there's also... there's an app, Sam, look it up, called timeleft.com.
Okay.
And in 6 days, right here in Kansas City, you can book your seat to meet five strangers for dinner. I've got to talk about this. I want to know if you've done that. And it is completely... random. Like, I think they ask you some questions like, I don't know, are you a serial killer? And then after that, if you're not a weirdo, I'm sure, five strangers meet for dinner.
So you take a quick personality test.
Yes.
So they want to see who you're going to be compatible with.
Okay.
They match you up with your five compatible strangers.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, in 6 days and a couple of hours.
Because it's more interesting if you're not compatible, right?
Well, no. I mean, you don't want to sit down and somebody's like, have you seen the latest politics? Can you believe that politician A said that about politician B? So, you're like, all right, have a nice day. That was fun.
Real quick, we're going to go to the phones, but I got to learn more about this time left. Do they say no religious talk, no political talk, just how are you doing today? Let's go to Laura in Kansas City. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Kansas City has an amazingly wonderful hiking community, and it's called Hike Kansas City. It's one of the pages.
Yeah.
And there's a wonderful young man named Isaiah Maxey, and every Saturday he will post at some random park in the metro, I'm going to be here at so-and-so time. He hikes with strangers. I have met the most wonderful people in his group. He's not doing so much this year, but another women's group that's called, I think, Women Walking, Talking, Kansas City, and it's the same thing.
I love this.
As many as 45 people, women hiking with her. It's wonderful. It's just awesome.
Women Walking, Talking, KC.
That's one of them. And then there's one, East Kansas City. That's my friend Kim. She does it during the week. But Isaiah, if you ever can catch a hike with Isaiah, he is life-changing. He's such a wonderful young man.
Hey, Laura, if you hook us up with Isaiah or reach out to him on social, tell him to call in. I would absolutely love to...
I will. I'm driving right now, but I'm going to pull over and
Send
him a message and let him know, if you ask him to call into your show.
Get to a safe place and do it. We would love to talk to him.
Okay,
talk soon, Laura. That's
bye.
So fun. And is this British Tracy on line three?
No.
Sorry, not British Tracy. Go ahead. Hello. I know what you're going to say, because this is where I got the idea for this story.
Yes, Annie's born.
Yes! She's the one that posted about the group in Austin.
Yes, I'm so waiting for her to post the next meetup.
We're going to try to see if we can get her to call in, because I told her we were going to talk about this.
Yes.
Talking about you now. Call in. So when I first saw it, I thought, especially because it's, you know, everyone is welcome, but if we could get a big group of women just to go out and just be... I would absolutely love that. And then apparently there's this other group, Women Walking, Talking, KC. I'm not so down with the hiking, Tracy, I'm going to be honest. Like, if it's elevated, like, I would rather, I don't want to be going, you know what I mean? I would rather be walking and talking, like, you know, not that I'm here to put parameters on it, but not like hiking. Like, you know, not that there's huge hills around, but if there are, I would rather just walk and talk.
Yes, the park that she's wanting to go to, it's very... walker friendly.
I'm in. I'm absolutely in.
Plenty of spots to sit down as well.
I don't want to do Everest with strangers.
Me neither.
Well, Tracy, thank you. Thank you for the call. We love Annie's Barn on the Dana and Parks program, and she is the reason we are talking about this today. And then lo and behold, we look up and there's this timeleft.com. If you've done the time left where you have dinner with five strangers, please call in. Again, the next one in Kansas City is in 6 days. They're doing this all over the world. People are doing the dining experience. It's in over 60 countries and 300 cities. Des Moines, St. Louis, Chicago, Kansas City, Cleveland, Philly, New York, you name it. People are doing it. I kind of want Sam to take the personality test live on the air. I want to know, like, how are they pairing people for the dinner? Because in the photos, my God, people are smiling. They are laughing. They're leaning in. They're all taking selfies at the end of the night. And then do you stay in touch with them?
So that's step number five.
You can choose
who you want to stay connected with. If a mutual starts chatting and keep the conversation going and flowing, it says.
So listen to this. It says, did you know that every Wednesday night at 7 p.m., small groups of strangers sit down to enjoy a meal together at several restaurants across Kansas City?
Well, I guess I'm out because I can't get there at 7.
Aside from living in the same area, there's one thing they indubitably have in common. They are all meeting for the first time. Time Left is the app on a mission to curb modern day loneliness and to help solve the tricky question, how do you make friends as an adult? It's by building connections through shared experiences and genuine interactions. So users do the personality test, which I want you to do live on the air. Here's what you have to share, you guys. Age, career field, interests, diet, religious beliefs, and more. Based on your answers, the algorithm chooses five locals they think are most likely to enjoy conversations with one another. It's $16 to book. Monthly packages are available. You are responsible for your own bill at the restaurant.
I'm worried about this personality test because, as we have learned over time, people lie on these things.
Okay.
They answer the questions for the person they want to be, not the person they really are.
No, you have to be honest. And this is where it gets interesting. Listen to this. The day before your dinner, so next Wednesday, right? The day before your dinner, you learn more about the mystery guests broken down by percentages. And here's an example. The day before your dinner, you will find out that 33% of the people at your table work in the medical field.
Okay.
You will receive safety tips for your excursion. And then one secret is revealed on the morning of the dinner where your group will eat. So this is not a democracy. You are just told a couple of fun little facts, and then you get a text that says, you know, be at Jasper's at 7 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
Time Left picks the restaurant. Okay, tell me some of the questions.
Are your opinions usually guided by option A, logic and facts, or option B, emotions and feelings?
Hello, B. Well, let's just do it together. B, go.
Well, am I answering for you or me?
You do you and I'll do me.
Okay. Do you consider yourself more of a author's film enthusiast or a mainstream blockbuster lover? Mainstream blockbuster.
Oh, I like them both.
Do you consider yourself more of a smart person or a funny person?
Yes.
Yeah, but I can't select both here. What do I do now? If your life were a fashion statement, would it be classic and timeless or trendy and expressive?
It would be shorts and flip-flops.
What does that even mean? Trendy and expressive? People say I'm hipster. Which one do I pick?
You're trendy, Sam.
Am I? Okay.
Scott is not.
What best describes the ideal night? A well-planned night in advance or a spontaneous and improvised evening?
Oh, spontaneous.
Obviously. Would you rather listen to rap, rock, or neither?
Ooh, neither.
Oh, I like rap and rock. This sucks. I am an introverted person on a scale of 1 to 10. 1 is strongly disagree, 10 is strongly agree.
0.
Let's go 3.
You're not going to get 5 introverts seated at a table with strangers. Like, that's a throwaway question.
Hey. I am a self-motivated person.
Okay.
10. I'm a creative person.
Yes. 10.
I'm a stressed person.
Yes.
7. I have an amazing job. One. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
10. How important is family to you? 10. How important is spirituality to you?
See, notice they didn't say religion.
How important is humor to you?
10.
How often do you feel lonely?
Never.
1. I enjoy going out with friends. 10.
If you enjoy going out with friends and you have them, why are you meeting strangers for dinner?
I like to work out.
Okay.
Academic success, does it matter to you? 6.
I would prefer you not believe conspiracy theories that are just jaw-dropping, dumbfounding to me.
What if you just like to explore them and not believe them?
That's different.
I enjoy spending time more in nature or in the city.
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go.
Sam, you're nature.
Ooh.
You own a tent.
I own 2 tents. I enjoy politically incorrect humor. 10. I enjoy discussing politics and news. There
0.
It is.
Well, no. They need to separate it.
10. Ooh, I got a 96th percentile for compatibility.
What does that mean?
Where did I go wrong on the 4%?
What does that mean you got a 96% on compatibility?
The way that I answered the questions. I'm compatible with 96% of people.
What happens if you answer them wrong answers only and you're like, I'm an introvert. I don't have friends. You know what I mean? Like, then would it come back like 6%? We're not sure that we can find anyone for you to sit down with.
So now we're going into the personal life questions.
I believe in chemtrails.
Single, married, kids.
Okay.
What you do for a living.
Okay.
Funny, broadcasting is not on here.
Is there an other?
There is not. Would that fall under arts? Services? We've got not working, healthcare, technology, manual labor, retail. We're definitely manual labor.
Yeah.
Food, services, arts. Politics.
Oh, what are we?
Not working, I think, is the closest option.
Yeah, there can't be an other, because other, you could be you're a stripper. I mean, other could be 10,000 other things.
Yeah, it is. I'll fill out the rest of the quiz here.
Fill it out and then let me know when we get back. Timeleft.com or one of the walking groups is Women Walking Talking KC. Or our friend Annie's Barn, go to Annie's Barn's Facebook page, and she posted about this about a week ago. 913-586-7798. Would you have dinner with a stranger, with 4 strangers? There's even an option to meet up for an after-dinner aperitif. Oh, yeah.
Whoa, on the first date?
There's 5 of you. What could possibly go wrong? We're back with more after this.
So we're talking about getting dinner with 5 strangers. There is an app called Time Left where you can fill out a personality test.
As in you don't have much time left.
That's right.
You're about to be killed at dinner.
They will set you up with 5 random strangers who are allegedly very compatible with your personality. And every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, they meet at any given restaurant around the metro for dinner.
I truly love it.
Conversation.
I love it, but we got to get someone on the show who's done it.
I'm getting kind of a weird vibe out
of
it.
No, I don't. I really, really love the idea.
From the text line, it sounds like a swinging good time. From the text line, do I bring my spouse? No.
No.
I think that's the whole point. But if you are in a committed relationship, is it not kind of weird?
Yeah, if you're in a committed
speed dating.
Yeah, if you're in a committed relationship, I don't think this is for you.
Like, I thought about going ahead and signing up because you can do the quiz before you put your email in, which, by the way, they now have an entire personality test and no email to tie to it. How would Mary Beth feel about it? Like, if you were like, hey, Johnny, I'm going to do this thing with 5 random. I just think it would be kind of weird for the other person in that relationship.
I think it's with the dinner one. I think it's probably going to skew more single, but not in a romantic way. Not
at first.
No. I don't think this is a hookup website.
It feels kind of like speed dating.
When I say connection, I don't mean that kind of connection. Human connection,
we'll
but not like
happens.
That. No. You guys, I just did the dumbest thing during the break ever. The sports guys are giving out, what do you call it in football and in baseball where they put that black stuff under their eyes to like reflect the sun away? The sports boys are giving out black stickers that go under your eyes, you know, so you look like a baseball player. And they say Wittizen, as in Bobby Witt, Wittizen. It's what it says on the black little thing. It says,
to show that you are a true fan of Bobby Witt Jr.
And they are giving these out, I think, outside of Gate B on Sunday is what Spectre told me. So if you want these little patches under your eye, they're also doing free haircuts if you want a mullet to look like Bobby Witt. Anyway, so I looked at Sam during the break and I'm like, God, my glasses are really bothering me. I am allergic to glue. I'm allergic to surgical glue. Mm-hmm. I'm allergic to adhesive. Mm-hmm. This is a late onset allergy in my life.
Yeah.
I've been wearing those black patches under my eyes like an idiot for 2 hours.
I didn't even think about it, but...
And now under my eyes, you guys...
I can see the puffiness from here.
It is so broken out, and now my glasses are bothering me. That is D-U-M, dumb, dumb. Let's go to Jordan in Grandview. Wrap us up, Jordan. Hello, I'm not going to be meeting anyone tonight because I look like I have a rash all over my face. Have you done this thing?
Yes, I have done time left.
And what was it like?
It's interesting. Like, we went to, like, nice... There was a place on the plaza that we went one time. I've done it twice.
Okay.
It's interesting. Now, what I've found out, I realized, is it's actually mostly women that are doing it. There's one guy... Like, the times I've gone has been... I've been either the only guy or, like, there's one other guy. People like doing it. They meet and they talk to each other. And
was it awkward, like, for the first 30 seconds and then everyone just settles in and you start talking?
Yeah, because the thing is you do is you talk about the app. You're like, oh, how long have you done this? Is this your first time? Most people, it's their first time. So it's like, oh, yeah, I just signed up for this. And then they have icebreaker question.
Yeah.
For you to ask people at the dinner.
And so an icebreaker. What do you smell like when you sleep?
Yeah. Right.
I love that you did this. Would you do it again?
Yeah. I did it twice. I don't know. I'm kind of putting off dating right now. We're looking for, you know, but I just wanted to try it to see what it was like.
Yeah.
I could do it then, but I'm not planning on that right now.
Okay, Jordan, I'm proud of you for doing it.
But he just hit the nail on the head. He's putting off dating for right now.
This is not a dating app.
Is it about just communication with random people?
But Sam, I feel bad if you show up and you're the only dude and there's five women. I feel bad for the guy. They need to make it so it's at least two guys and three girls or three guys. I don't know. Don't they?
I don't know. It sounds like, according to Jordan, it's mostly women. So if I were to do this and show up with five random chicks, that'd be pretty weird.
You know, the icebreakers, by the way, are like, what did you binge most recently? That's a great icebreaker.
What does your hair smell like?
How do you feel about Jesus?
Can I smell it?
913-586-7798. Take a quick break for the news, and we're back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.